Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
We're going to be talking about the latest action in the Premier League, and the main language focus is on words we use to talk about football transfers.
Of course, the transfer window closes on Wednesday night at 11 o'clock in the UK, or closed on Wednesday night if you're listening after Wednesday.
We'll talk more about transfers later. What else do we have for you in this week's podcast?
We have some pronunciation practice for you, news of a bad week for our Premier Skills fantasy football team, and a new football phrase for you.
Let's start by talking about what's been happening on the website this week.
We've got a new player article on the website. It's all about the Manchester United striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He's had a very interesting career and has played for some of the world's biggest football clubs.
And he's one of the most famous people in Sweden, where he's from. He's even had his picture on postage stamps in Sweden.
He must be really famous in Sweden. In the UK, it's usually the Queen on stamps, and she was the only living person allowed on stamps until recently. But in recent years, they've started to put famous people like the Beatles and Olympic medal winners on stamps too.
We asked you in the article if Zlatan is the most famous person in the Premier League, and some more questions about the Man United striker.
Learn more about Zlatan and tell us what you think. I've added a link to the article on the side of this page.
We didn't have a great week in fantasy football last weekend. In fact, we only got 32 points, which was below average.
The main problem was that our most expensive players, Zlatan and Sergio Aguero, failed to score for the first time this season.
We asked you last week to choose a defender and a midfielder for the team, and we had a bit more success here. You chose Manchester United's Antonio Valencia and Hull City's Sean Maloney to join our team.
Maloney only got 1 point, but Valencia was our top scorer last week. He got 2 points for playing, 4 for a clean sheet, and maximum bonus points for a total of 9 points.
Well done to everybody who picked Valencia for our team, and well done to Robotics from India, who is the new leader in the Premier Skills League.
That's great. The page for Game Week 4 of Fantasy Football is already on the website. There's a link on the side of this page. We speak about fantasy football in more detail and want to hear about your teams, and also let us know what to do with the Premier Skills team this week.
What happened in the Premier League last weekend, Rich?
There are now just 3 teams with a 100% record in the Premier League: Manchester City, Manchester United, and Chelsea. Chelsea and Manchester City had comfortable wins against Burnley and West Ham, but Man United needed an injury time winner from Marcus Rashford to beat Hull City 1-0.
Injury time is the time that the referee adds on at the end of the match. It was quite exciting, and the Manchester United fans and players celebrated like crazy at the end of the match.
I watched this match on TV. Marouane Fellaini, the Manchester United midfielder, was a bit of a hero. When Man United scored, the players ran to the fans and the fans ran to the players. There was a bit of a crush and a woman was trapped in the crowd. Fellaini noticed this and helped the woman out of the crowd and got stewards to help her.
Some quick thinking by Fellaini. Sometimes a big crowd can be a dangerous place, especially after a goal is scored. So, Manchester United are top?
Actually, they're third, but the top three are only separated by goal difference.
Goal difference is the difference between the goals a team has scored and goals a team has conceded. Manchester United have scored 6 goals this season and only conceded 1. So they have a goal difference of +5.
That's right. The only other unbeaten teams in the Premier League are Everton, who beat Bournemouth, Middlesbrough, who drew with West Brom, and Tottenham, who drew with Liverpool.
And Arsenal got their first win of the Premier League season, beating Watford 3-1. And Leicester got their first win as well. They beat Swansea 2-1. Jamie Vardy got his first goal of the season.
The transfer window closes on Wednesday night in the UK. Or if you are listening after that, then the transfer window has already closed.
And in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the language of transfers. First of all, what is a transfer?
This is the word we use to describe a player moving from one football club to another. And it can be a noun or a verb. We can say, on Saturday, Watford's Roberto Pereira scored his first goal for the club since his transfer from Juventus. Or Roberto Pereira scored his first goal for Watford since he transferred from Juventus to Watford.
And the transfer window is the period of time when clubs can make transfers. There are 2 transfer windows, one in the summer and the other in January.
Usually, clubs have to pay a transfer fee to sign a new player. The transfer fee is the amount of money that one club pays to the other to sign the player.
This summer's biggest transfer fee has been the amount of money Manchester United paid to Juventus for Paul Pogba. This was a world record transfer fee.
But all players don't cost as much as Pogba. Zlatan Ibrahimovic didn't cost anything.
He didn't cost anything because he was a free agent. A free agent is a player who has finished his contract at one club so he can sign for another for free. This is different from a free transfer.
Yes, a free transfer is when a player is still under contract, but a club allows him to move to another club for free.
This might be because a club doesn't want him and doesn't want to continue paying his wages.
Wages are, of course, another thing for a football club to think about. A player's wages is the money a club pay the player every week. It's the same in any profession. A school pays a teacher's wages, or a hospital pays a doctor's wages.
This is also sometimes called your salary. You can talk about your monthly or annual salary that is paid by your employer. The player is the employee, and the club is the employer.
We're talking now just before the transfer window closes, and there will be lots of last-minute deals.
A deal is a business agreement or transaction. For example, I've just read that West Ham have signed Simone Zaza on loan from Juventus.
When you get a player on loan, it means that you have the player temporarily, for a short period of time. For example, a month or just one season. When the loan finishes, the player returns to his original club.
There will be a lot of loan deals and last-minute transfers this week. It's a very exciting time in the Premier League, and this is what we want you to speak about this week, trying to use some of the vocabulary we've used in this section.
We want to ask you about the best transfers of the summer. Are you happy with your club's new transfers? Are you happy with the players that your favourite team have bought and sold?
Which club has made the best deal in this summer's transfer window?
Do you think the transfer window is a good idea? Or do you think clubs should be able to buy new players whenever they want to? What do you think about the money that players earn and clubs spend?
This week's pronunciation focus is on how we say regular verbs in the past simple.
You probably know that when we use the past simple, regular verbs end in ed, like played, danced, watched, closed, opened. The list is very long. But did you also know that there are three different ways to say verbs that finish with ed?
That's right. An ed verb can finish with a t, a d, or an id sound. Let's look at some of the examples from what Rich said earlier in the podcast. Can you say the sentences again, Rich?
Okay. I watched this match on TV. The top three are only separated by goal difference. The transfer window has already closed.
So, the verbs in the present are watch, separate, and close. All of them are regular verbs, and all of them finish with ed. But all of them have different sounds. Listen to Rich say the sentences and think which one finishes with a d sound, which one finishes with a t sound, and which one with an id sound. Say them again, Rich.
Here they are again. I watched this match on TV. The top three are only separated by goal difference. The transfer window has already closed.
Okay. Did you hear that the first verb, watched, used a t sound? I watched the match. I watched the match. I watched the match on TV. So watch uses a t sound in the past simple. Other verbs that use a t in the past simple include helped, looked, laughed, and danced.
The second sentence used separated, and separated uses a id sound with an extra syllable. The top three are separated. The top three are separated by goal difference. Other verbs that use an id sound in the past simple include wanted, decided, ended, and needed.
The third verb was closed, which uses a d sound. Has closed. The transfer window has closed. Close uses a d sound in the past simple. Other verbs that use a d in the past simple include play, love, call, and try.
Sometimes it can be difficult to hear the t and d sound unless they're followed by a vowel. Listen to these sentences.
I walked in the park. I played in the park. Can you hear the difference?
Try to think of a sentence that uses all three types of ending and then try saying it. Have a go at this one. Yesterday, I watched Man City against West Ham. I wanted West Ham to win, but City played very well, and I loved Raheem Sterling's goals. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. It caused a few problems for some of you. The phrase was nil-nil draw. The word nil means zero, and it's used in football more often than zero. You can say Man United beat Hull 1-0, or West Brom and Middlesbrough drew 0-0. It was a 0-0 draw.
I hope we don't see too many 0-0 draws this season. They can be a bit boring.
You're right. This week's football phrase is connected to this week's topic, player transfers. And the phrase is to a club. It means a player has officially agreed to join a new club. The player can only play for his new club when he has written his name on a contract. What verb do we use when you write your name on something? Simone Zaza has West Ham. Paul Pogba, Manchester United.
A useful football phrase to know, especially when talking about transfers.
Last week's prediction was Hull City against Manchester United, and I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why is that, Jack?
Well, I went for a draw, and Manchester United got the winner in injury time, so I was very close to being right.
But not close enough. I've got 3 correct results out of 3 this season. I'm doing very well.
Yes, you are, Rich. Well done. And I'm doing terribly. Our Premier Skills listeners also predicted a Manchester United win, but, like you, failed to predict the right score. You went with a 3-0 win, and our listeners with a 2-0 win.
So, in our prediction league, I'm on 3 points, our listeners are on 2, and Jack, you have yet to trouble the point collectors.
I know, but it's 2 points for a correct score, which I'll try to get this week.
No, you won't. There are no Premier League matches this week, so we'll have our next prediction next week.
Okay, well, let's finish for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and the football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football section and join in the discussions.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.